trials, it's full of a general sense of okayness. No, actually more than okayness. It's the story where my toes can dig deeply into the sands of a glorious land called normal. A land I didn't design, but one where I'm allowed to nod in agreement before any changes occur. And I can veto all circumstances that don't look right, feel right, or smell right. My lungs inhale fresh gusts of predictability, and the wind is always a gentle breeze, never unstable or stormy, and certainly not brutal or destructive. This place, well, it's neither glamorous nor glitzy. It's casual and comfortable with a boho chic eclectic style and a pace all my own. Things don't wear out, and I don't get worn down. People are kind. They do what they say they're going to do and are only grumpy enough to keep things interesting. Goodness dots the landscape like trees in bloom. Peace hovers like the best poofy clouds. And the soundtrack is simple and sweet, crescendoing with lingering laughter over all the inside jokes that a big family with so many big personalities effortlessly produce. I like this place. I don't want to just vacation here. I want to live here. And I suspect you have a version of this kind of story you like to tell yourself as well. We don't want to just read the end of our story and feel good about it. We want to take the pen and write it ourselves. We feel very certain how things should turn out, but we live in the uncertainty of neither being able to predict nor control the outcome. Humans are very attached to outcomes. We say we trust God, but behind the scenes, we work our fingers to the bone and our emotions into a tangled fray, trying to control our outcomes. We praise God when our normal looks like we thought it would. We question God when it doesn't. And we walk away from Him when we have a sinking suspicion that God is the one who set fire to all the hope that was holding us together. Even the most grounded people can feel hijacked by the winds of unpredictable change. We feel weighted down by grief while at the same time unable to get our bearings as the weightless ashes of all we thought would be fly away. I've never seen ashes be able to control where the winds of change take them. At least these tissue-thin pieces of debris don't expect to be able to control where they go and how they land. I've yet to meet a human who can remain so unattached to outcomes. We motivate ourselves to get through the bad of today by playing a mental movie of all the good that will surely come tomorrow, and if not tomorrow, very soon. And this good that comes will be such a glorious outcome that we will exhale all the anxiety and finally say, "Whew, I can honestly say it was worth it." Cue the redemption song and a small ticker tape parade. The good outcome will look like all we dreamed. It will come as fast as we hoped it would, and it will make all things right, right, right. Those who faithfully walked with us during this hard season will feel their investment of time with us and casseroles made for us was a good one. They fulfilled yet another kingdom assignment. Check the list. And now, let's all be happy. Those who shunned you or judged you or, worst of all, somehow used your season of pain against you, they will see how wrong they were. They will apologize. They will promise they learned their lesson to never, ever treat anyone like that again. This is the acceptable outcome. This is how the formula should calculate. Hard time plus healing time plus staying faithful to God should equal the exact good outcome we were counting on. But if you're a human who has been doing the adult thing for more than 24 hours, you've probably come to the same stunning revelation as I have. We cannot control our outcomes. We cannot formulate how the promises of God will actually take shape. And we'll never be able to demand any of the healing from all the hurt to hurry up. I ride this struggle bus, but I'm never comfortable with the fact that I can't grab the wheel and drive it back to normal. I make such big assumptions of what a good God should do, and then I find myself epically disappointed when the winds change, the struggle bus takes a sharp turn left, and nothing at all feels right. This isn't how I pictured my life right now. And this probably isn't how you thought things would look in your life right now either. I'm not telling you anything new.